We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and this program originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. We trust you will stay with us. Trust the Lord will make our broadcast a blessing to you. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for all of your rich blessings to us. We thank you for the love that brought your Son into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we are thankful for the privilege we have of sharing this service with this precious people today. We're trusting the Holy Spirit will accompany it and will make it a blessing to each and to every heart, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace so fair. For He tells of its bliss in yon heaven above, and His children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know. For His mercy and kindness so free are unceasingly mine, wheresoever I go, and my refuge unfailing is He. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and His promise is sure that we all shall be gathered at last. In His kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life with its trials is past, I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne.
Our thoughts for today: Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah. Our text of scripture is Micah chapter 5 and verse 1. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting. Why, I do not know, but there are some religious leaders today who want you to believe that Jesus was born in Nazareth, or a little village near Nazareth, which they claim was also known as Bethlehem. Our text that I have just given you tells us where He was born. And we also read in the book of Matthew, beginning with chapter 2 and verse 1, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is He that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen His star in the east, and are come to worship Him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet. And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when thou hast found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they had saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over the house where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with his mother Mary. And they fell down upon their knees and worshipped him and presented to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, the most important thing, beloved, is not so much that where he was born or when he was born, but why he was born. We read in the book of Luke, chapter 1, beginning with verse 26, these words from the man Luke. Chapter 1 of Luke, beginning with verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, and the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art all highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. There was a world of people, when we think about when, not when Jesus was born or where he was born, but why he was born, there was a world of people who were lost in sin, who could not save themselves. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah 17:9. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. So we read in Isaiah 53, verses 5 and the first part of 6. Behold, all souls are mine, as the soul of the Father, so also the soul of the Son is mine. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. Ezekiel 18 and 4. The wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23a. I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. Deuteronomy 30:15. Now the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream before they left to go to Bethlehem, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Notice this now, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20 and 21. Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. And that's Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come, and now this is Jesus speaking, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So we read in John chapter 10, verse 10. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. That the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:31 and 32. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8 and 36. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. And we read in Titus chapter 2, verse 14, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Now these verses of Scripture clearly show why Jesus came into this world. He came into this world to save souls from a lost and a dying state. And furthermore, Jesus came into this world to give us life eternal. We read in John 17 and 3, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Again, that's John 17 and 3. So Jesus came not only to save us from our sins, but that we might have eternal life. For ye know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. So we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. Now, we read also, therefore, I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain salvation through Jesus Christ with eternal glory. So Jesus came to save us from our sins and that we might have eternal life. Reading from the book of Matthew, beginning with chapter 25 and verse 31, we read here that when Jesus, the Son of Man, shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And Jesus Christ went back to heaven, but he prayed to the Father in John 17, which I call the Lord's Prayer. He prayed there that we should be where he was, and we know where he is today. Stephen saw him at the right hand of the Father, and he'll be there until he leaves that mediatorial throne to come into this world to judge the world in righteousness. For we read in Acts 17 that God hath ordained a man, he has appointed a man to judge the world in righteousness. And that man that God hath appointed to be the judge is the Lord Jesus Christ. So every one of us shall come before God in judgment. And Jesus Christ came into this world, suffered, bled, and died on the cross to save us from our sins and to make it possible for us to have eternal life. And the choice is ours to make. Now, Jesus paid the price. Yes, he paid the price. He tasted death for every man. But we are not automatically saved. There is a decision that we must make. Joshua charged Israel to choose the God they would serve. But he said, as far as me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And we read in the faith chapter, Hebrews 11, that when Jesus came of old of his years, or when Moses came of years, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures of Egypt. So we have the responsibility of making the choice. Jesus paid the price, I say, but we have the responsibility of the choice. Choose you this day, the Lord said, choose life and not death. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with our precious congregation today, we do know that Jesus was born, and he was born for a purpose. He came to seek and to save the lost. And thank God I was one that he found. And I'm so thankful today for the privilege of sharing the truth of the gospel with this precious people. And we're trusting the word that we have given and the thoughts expressed will be a blessing to each and to everyone. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If our broadcast is a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us to know. And our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number, 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org. On our webpage, you can read our current issue of the Way of Truth magazine, and we also have an archive of a number of issues that you can download and read. www.wayoftruth.org. Also, we have an archive of some of our broadcasts. If you've missed any or you'd like to hear one over, you can go to our webpage and download it. Also, we would invite you to be with us in our services, www.wayoftruth.org. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 7. And our midweek service begins at 7 on Wednesday evening, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, this is Alvin A. Craig, and we thank you for being with us in our service today, and we would like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we will be bringing you another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings rest in and abide upon each and every one of you, is our sincere prayer.
The cross upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide, and His grace so free is sufficient for me, and deep is its fountain, as wide as the sea. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. The millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have found him a friend and have turned from the sins they have sinned, the Savior still waits to open the gates and welcome a sinner before it's too late. There's room at the cross for you. at the cross for you. The hand of my Savior is strong, and the love of my Savior is long. Through sunshine or rain, through loss or in gain, the blood flows from Calvary to cleanse every stain. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross.